In this bulletin, Facebook widely criticised for its Australian news ban. The Greens call for a Senate inquiry into the processing of family reunion visas. And in the AFL, calls for key Collingwood figures to acknowledge Heretia Lumumba's experiences with racism. For the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. The federal government says it wasn't given prior notice of Facebook's decision to ban publishers and users in Australia from sharing or viewing local and international news content. Facebook says it made the move in response to the government's proposed media bargaining code that would force digital giants to pay for news content shared on their sites. Some important government information pages, including the Weather Bureau, health departments, and fire and emergency services agencies, as well as charities and community groups, were impacted by the ban. Communications Minister Paul Fletcher says Facebook's decision will have a significant impact on the community and damage its reputation in Australia.
What they're effectively saying to Australians is, you will not find content on our platform which comes from an organisation which employs professional journalists, which has editorial policies, which has fact-checking processes. That seems a very surprising position and one that is unlikely to be in the long-term interest of their brand.
Facebook says it didn't intend for its ban on sharing news content to impact government pages, and it's in the process of restoring them. RMIT Professor of Media and Communications Anna Hickey Moody says Australians may need to consider closing their Facebook accounts or finding other ways to connect with content outside the site.
Zuckerberg doesn't have Australians' backs. He has, you know, his hands in his pocket. It's a capitalist enterprise. And maybe people sort of need a reminder of that. So I think it's really important that Australians take it on themselves to be news consumers and to think about the outlets they're consuming from and to develop those relationships independently. We all need to have responsibility for doing that ourselves.
SBS says it's extremely disappointed that Facebook will no longer allow the organisation to share vital information about COVID-19 and the vaccine rollout on the platform. It says Facebook is the primary source of information for many, and removing content from trusted news sources like SBS puts people at greater risk of consuming misinformation. It's urging Facebook to reconsider its decision and work constructively with Australian media outlets to ensure ongoing access to news and information. Federal health authorities say residents of around 240 aged care facilities in almost 200 towns across the country will be among the first Australians to receive coronavirus vaccinations. The first phase of Australia's COVID-19 immunisation program begins on Monday after a shipment of Pfizer vaccines arrived in Sydney this week. State and territory authorities will contact individuals to let them know that they're in the first phase of vaccinations, which includes residential aged and disability care workers and residents, border and quarantine workers, and frontline healthcare workers. Health Minister Greg Hunt says 16 Pfizer vaccination hubs will be set up at hospitals in major cities across Australia.
Every state and territory, rural and regional, and urban areas will be covered. It has to start somewhere and it has to finish somewhere, but this is the beginning of the process.
The Greens are pushing for a Senate inquiry into the processing of family reunion visas over concerns the system is being plagued by lengthy waiting lists and exorbitant costs. Deputy Greens leader Nick McKim says now is the right time to create a better system for applicants.
Some classes of family reunion visas, people are waiting for many decades to be reunited with their loved ones, and it's keeping families apart and tearing families apart unnecessarily. So we do want to see a system that's fairer. We want to see a system that's a lot faster, that allows families to be reunited far more quickly than they currently are.
To the AFL, a former Collingwood-listed player has called for key club figures to speak up and acknowledge Heretier Lumumba's experiences with racism. The Magpies have been rocked by the leaked release of the Do Better report, which detailed a culture of systemic racism at the club. Shay McNamara, an American who spent three seasons on Collingwood's rookie list, says he can no longer stay silent about the racism he witnessed at the club. He says the silence from leading figures at the club is disappointing. Well, now the weather for tomorrow. Perth, sunny and 28. Adelaide, cloud increasing, 36. Melbourne, sunny and 33. Hobart, hot and sunny, 32. Canberra, partly cloudy, 27. Wollongong, a shower or two, 23. Sydney, similar, 26. Newcastle, much the same, and 26 degrees. Brisbane, a shower or two, 29. Cairns, rain and 29. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, and a top of 30 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.